Hi, my name is Rachel McFarlane, and I'm a developer on the Visual Studio Code team. I'm joined today by my teammate, Alex Ross. Today, we'd like to talk to you about integrations between Visual Studio Code and GitHub. VS Code has the greatest number of contributors of any open source project on GitHub. So on our team, we spend an enormous amount of time on GitHub, managing issues and reviewing pull requests. It's typical for us to get over 100 new issues in a day, and as of this recording, there are currently 203 open pull requests in our repository. We're always looking for ways we can improve our workflows and make them as frictionless as possible. So I'd like to just jump into a scenario of working on a GitHub project and show you some of the things you can do within VS Code that you might not know about. Some of these features are built into VS Code itself, but a lot of what we'll show will come from the GitHub pull requests and issues extension. This extension has been available for quite some time, but we've recently been working on adding a lot of new issues-related functionality. So to begin with, I'm going to install this extension. Great. So Alex and I want to work on a new VS Code extension, and I've already built some of the scaffolding for this in this folder that I have open. But this is currently code that's just local to my machine. So I'd really like to be able to create a GitHub repository. If I go to the source control view, I can see that there are two options available to me. I can either initialize the repository, meaning just run git init, or I can click this new publish to GitHub button, which will actually go and create the repository for me. So I'm asked to provide a name for my repo. Hello World Demo sounds great. And VS Code will go and upload everything that I have to this new repository. So I can just confirm that that worked. And going back to VS Code, I can see that VS Code ran git init and that a new remote has been added, which points to that repository. So let's get started working on this extension. And what better way to start than by immediately adding some technical debt? I can see here that there's a disposable variable that's unused. I don't want to handle this now, so I'm just going to add a to-do comment. But I'd really like to keep myself accountable and make sure that this gets filed on GitHub. So as soon as I typed to-do, a light bulb appeared offering this create GitHub issue code action. And what's really cool is that I can actually mention GitHub users within any comment within the editor. So when I type at, I see a suggestion list of all mentionable users in the repo, which in this case, since I'm the only contributor of the repo I just created, is just me. And I can actually complete my username. If I mouse over this username, I see a hover with information about this user. So let's go ahead and create this issue. I can either just enter the title, or I can use this edit description button to be taken to a markdown file where I can enter both a title and a description. So you'll see that a permalink was generated for the particular line of code that I was on. This looks good to me, so I'll go ahead and create this issue. And now we're back in this file, and we can see that a number one was inserted into this comment. And if I mouse over this, I see a hover telling me information about the issue, the status of it, whether it's open or closed. I can jump to it on GitHub. I see the permalink to code and the first lines of the description. And this will work for any comment within VS Code, not just one of these to-do comments. So that's really cool. One other way to create comments from within VS Code is by using the create issue from selection command. So if you didn't want to create a to-do comment, this is another way to create GitHub issues. So now that I've actually made this issue, I'm going to turn it over to Alex to show how you might handle this issue.
I want to see this new extension that Rachel's been working on. So I'm going to open the source control view and use the clone repository button. Clone repository button is not new, and the command to clone repositories is also available through the command palette. But what is new is this clone from GitHub. This is coming from the GitHub Pull Requests and Issues extension. And when I click it, I'm going to be prompted to authenticate using GitHub. And after a quick redirect through the GitHub auth page and back to VS Code, I'm now signed into VS Code with GitHub. And I have access to private repositories here now. I can search for Rachel's repository and clone it into my repos folder. You might have noticed that that was not the usual system save dialog. That was the simple file dialog. I like to use it because I find it to be more keyboard friendly. Let's open Rachel's repository and see what she's been up to with this extension. Now, the first thing I see is this to-do comment in here. And let's take a look. Make sure this is used. This looks like a pretty straightforward fix, and I would like to make a pull request for Rachel that fixes this. First things first, let's get rid of this red squiggle and install our dependencies. I'm going to install dependencies using a task. I like to use tasks because they can make setup and building simpler. So this task just runs npm install. And while those install, let's take a look at the issues that I have assigned to me. Now it looks like Rachel actually already assigned this issue to me, so it's showing up in my issues view here, which is also coming from the GitHub pull requests and issues extension. The queries here are configurable. There's a default my issues query, which includes issues assigned to you in this repository grouped by milestone. And then there's also the created issues query that's here by default. The query syntax is just the usual GitHub search syntax, so it should look very familiar. And then we also have variables that you can reference, things like the currently open repository. I don't usually use the created issues query, so I'm just going to delete it. Okay. I am ready to start working on this issue, so I'll use this start working on issue action. And this will create a branch and check it out for me to work on the issue in. That's a status bar entry. And in the source control view, it populates the commit message with the title of the issue, fixes, and then the issue number. This is the commit format that I usually use, but if your team or project uses a different commit message format, this is configurable. The default commit message here is configurable. One more thing before I dive in and actually start making some code changes. I want to see the history of this file to see if there's anything I should know before I start changing the code. And it looks like there's not a whole lot of history here, but I can see the diffs from each commit. It's not too surprising that there's not a lot of history yet. This is a new extension. But the timeline will show you the commit history of the currently open file. Okay, let's fix this issue and use this disposable. And now that the disposable is used, this comment is no longer needed. And while I'm here, I also want to add a new button to this information message. Now when the information message says hello world to you, you can say hello back. Okay. I think I'm done fixing the issue now. It's time for me to commit. I'll go back to the source control view here, stage my changes, and take one more look before I commit and make sure that I agree with everything that I've changed here. Now that I'm looking at it and reminded that I came here to make a simple bug fix, not to start adding features, I think this added button is not a good thing to include with this commit. It's not part of this bug fix. The built-in Git support is very powerful, and I can select a range and then unstage the selected range. Now, with this, the changes that I care about being in the commit are still there, and my feature change is now unstaged. I like this commit message. I'm just gonna delete this and put it on a new line. With the user suggestions, you also get them in the commit message. So I will add Rachel's mention back in there. You also have issue completion suggestions in the source control message, commit message box as well. In source files, you get the issue completion suggestions, and in markdown files, they're a little special. If I wanted to have a change log where I reference specific issues that have been fixed, I can use the completion suggestion here, and it will insert a full markdown link, saving you a little bit of copying and pasting. Okay, I'm really ready to commit now. I'm going to commit my bug fix. And Rachel, the whole point of coming here was to make a pull request for Rachel. There are a couple entry points for me to make a pull request. There's through the pull requests view. There's in the command palette. But the fastest way to create a pull request when I'm already working on an issue is through the status bar entry. From here, I can create a pull request, or I can create a draft pull request, which is usually used for changes that are not ready to be merged yet. Because I'm ready for review and to have this change merge when after Rachel's reviewed it, I'm going to create a regular pull request. And I do want to merge with master. And I'll use the latest commit message as the title of the pull request. Once this pull request is created, I will be able to interact with it just like I would be able to on github.com. And here it is, looks pretty familiar. I do want a review from Rachel. Let me add her. And with that, I will hand it back to Rachel so that I can get some feedback on my change.
So I've just gotten an email notification that Alex would like my review on a pull request. So I want to go actually review the pull request that she just made. If I open the pull request view, I see that there are a number of categories for pull requests, the same way that there are a number of categories for issues. And I can also configure these to whatever search query I would like. So by default, the categories we show match those that are shown on GitHub, those that are waiting for my review, those that are assigned to me, and those that are created by me. So in this case, I want to look at pull requests that are waiting for my review. And I see that Alex has created a new pull request. If I click on the description, a web view will be opened that looks very similar to the overview page on GitHub for a pull request. So I see the description of the pull request. I can add comments to this. This will show the whole conversation on the pull request. I can change the labels. I can change the reviewers. And of course, I can merge or close the pull request. One button that doesn't exist on GitHub is this checkout button. So I'd actually like to test out Alex's changes and make sure that everything is still building okay. When I click this button, if I didn't already have the remote, for example, if Alex had been working on a fork, then VS Code would add the remote and would create a new branch locally. So now I'm actually on this Alex issue 1 branch, which has all of her changes. And so I can just immediately test that everything is building. So let's run the npm watch task. And if I open the terminal, I can see that everything compiled without any errors, so that's great. Going back to the pull request view, I can see that as soon as I checked out this pull request, a new view was added. and this is showing me content specific to the pull request that's currently checked out. So from here, I can see a list of all the files that were changed, and by clicking on one of these, I get a diff view of all of the changes. I really like to use a unified view instead of the default split view. If you want to change this, you can use the toggle inline view option under this triple dot menu here. You'll notice that there's a new white bar that's been added to some of these lines. This indicates regions on which I can comment. So now I can actually just directly leave comments on code without leaving my editor. This looks good to me, so I just want to tell Alex that this is great. And I can either create a comment immediately, or I can actually start a whole review. So in this case, I'm going to start a review. And you'll see that as soon as I added a comment, a diamond decoration was shown on this file. So I can easily see which files have some sort of comment activity. Additionally, when I checked out the pull request, a new comments view was added to the panel. And from here, I can also get an overview of all comments on the pull request and quickly jump to them. So if I were, for example, addressing feedback on a pull request, I might want to be able to jump through my comments and make sure that I address all of the feedback in that way. The other item under this tree is commits. So in this case, I can see that Alex has only made one commit in this pull request, and I can see all of the diffs for that commit. This change is pretty simple, so I feel good about it, and I want to go actually submit my review. If I go back to this overview page, so I see all of my pending comments, and I can leave a summary comment for the review. I can either just submit the whole review or leave an approve or request changes review. So in this case, I will actually go ahead and approve this. And since this is a simple change, I want to go ahead and actually just merge this pull request. So you can see I can choose whatever merge method I want, and I could actually type more of a commit message if I'd like to. So the merge worked, and I can actually now delete my branch. And you'll see that I have the option to not only delete the remote branch, but also delete the local branch that was created when I checked out the pull request. So I want to clean up both of those things. And now I've been put back on the master branch, and I can see that the new commit was added to master. So I was able to successfully review a pull request without context switching between my editor and GitHub. And I was also able to easily check out Alex's changes and validate them locally by just clicking a button. So now I'll turn it back to Alex for some closing remarks.
Thanks for accepting my PR, Rachel. We have several resources if you want to try out GitHub integration in VS Code. There's a blog post, a new documentation page, and you can always install the GitHub pull requests and issues extension and dive in. If you do, we'd love to hear your feedback over in the GitHub pull requests and issues repository. You can get a list of links to all these resources and more at theurlist.com/vscode-github.